So, Cardiff, it is our 100th show.
Yes, it is. Happy anniversary.
So, thank you. I mean, it's funny because our show isn't actually that old. We launched on December 4th, I think. But here we are, 100th show.
Yeah. We're not going to do this every 100 shows, are we?
We're absolutely doing this every 100 shows. So, I was trying to think of what the perfect indicator would be, and 100 seemed way too obvious.
Yes.
And, you know, so I started looking around and I came up with some kind of fun numbers. For instance, we have said the word economy 281 times. Also, we've said the word money 260 times.
Money 260 mm-hmm. times. Okay.
We've said the word data 106 times. And in one story, actually, we said data 16 times.
Data. Wait, how did you say it?
Data.
Not data?
It's data.
Okay.
I think we should flip for that at the end of the show and just have a standardized pronunciation.
Okay.
Anyway, but so I had all these numbers and I was looking around, but none of them seemed quite grand enough for this august occasion. And then I had this moment where I looked at the logo for our show and it was just right there. And I realized that I had the perfect indicator for our 100th show. But first, Cardiff, I'm going to let you do the honors for the cool 100.
Okay.
This is the indicator.
This is the indicator, where every day we tell you a story about the economy, a short story about the economy.
You have to say your name.
Oh, right. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
We're going to nail this on the 101st show.
Okay, fine.
And I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. Today on the show, it's our 100th episode, and things are about to get a little weird.
It's not a whole number, and it's not a fraction, and it's not an irrational number. And it can't be any of the numbers that sit on the normal number line. So it's a different type of number.
Oh my God. My mind has been blown. What
right?
is going on?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform. Invest in high growth companies of the future, innovating in clean water, renewable energy, and medical breakthroughs. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/indicator.
One of the great parts about a daily show that we talk about a lot, Cardiff, is that we can really cover anything on any given day. And the possibilities are just endless, right?
Yeah.
But also sometimes, and we talk about this too, it can feel a little daunting because you just have endless shows stretching out into the future.
We work so hard. We agonize over a show. It goes out. We're incredibly proud of it. And then the next day, there's a whole nother show to make.
The next day, exactly.
Yes.
So it occurred to me that both the good and the bad parts of a daily show have something in common, something which is also weirdly part of the logo of our show, the loopy roller coaster.
Yeah.
And it is infinity.
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 Yes. Okay.
We have infinity shows stretching out in front of us and infinity possible shows we could do on any given day. And that's just a lot of infinity that we are dealing with all the time.
Yes.
So today's indicator was going to be infinity, but it is not, because that's not really accurate, because we've done 100 shows. We cannot redo those exact shows. So then I thought maybe like infinity minus 100 would be our indicator, right? So then, though, I wondered if you could even do that, if you could even have infinity minus 100, because infinity is sort of a strange concept number. So I decided I was out of my depth, so I called up Eugenia Chang. She is a mathematician and scientist in residence at the Art Institute of Chicago. She is also author of the book Beyond Infinity. And Eugenia says you can't just do anything with infinity because it is a number, as she said, but it is also not a number. And so if we want to involve infinity in our indicator today, we have to be careful.
It took mathematicians thousands of years to pin down what infinity might be in a rigorous way that actually withstands logic. Because if you just follow your gut instinct, you go, well, infinity is the biggest possible number or something. And if you add one, it's still infinity. But then you can get weird results, like you can discover that then zero will equal one, and it will equal two, and everything will equal zero, and strange things like that. And so you have to be more careful than that.
So if we do like infinity minus 100, is that possible? Can we do that math?
No.
No.
No, we can't.
No.
I love this. This sort of reminds me of like when you're a kid and you're like, we're going to do a million bajillion shows. You know what I mean? Like,
there are days it feels that way, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so infinity minus 100 was out. That cannot be our indicator. But that can't not be our indicator, because that is what has happened. We have infinity possibilities minus 100. So we pressed on.
Well, It depends where you take the 100 away from. In normal numbers, it doesn't matter. We know that 1 plus 2 is the same as 2 plus 1.
Yeah.
So if you have some people in a queue, you can remove people from anywhere you want. You can remove them from the front of the queue, or you can remove them from the end of the queue, and you know there'll still be the same number of people left. But if you have an infinite line, you can't remove people from the back because you don't know where the back is.
Okay, so she had to explain this to me several times. So to be able to subtract a number from another number, the first number has to end, right? Like 10 minus 2 is 8, but if the 10 never ends, you can't subtract the 2. So the infinity never ends. You never get to the point where you can be like, stop, I'm subtracting 100. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem. But what you can do is take the number away up front, because infinity, in this case, has a beginning. Our show started on December 4th. So you can't have infinity minus 100.
No, you can only have minus 100 plus infinity.
So minus 100 plus infinity, that is the number of indicators that we have ahead of us. And Cardiff, this was going to be our indicator, minus 100 plus infinity. But then I started thinking that a lot of what we do in a day isn't just making the show that airs that day. We also have a lot of like half-baked ideas and shows that we start and that we don't finish, little scraps of things that we work on that never quite see the light of day. And
it's a good thing, by the way, that a lot of those don't see the light of day.
That they don't see the light of day. So not only do we have an infinite number of shows that are going to air every single day there are also an infinite number of like botched shows and half shows and weird ideas that do not make
it to air. We start working on the idea and that idea is no good. And then there's ideas that we do like and we start reporting them. We got to throw those away. There's definitely way more of those than there are shows that actually go to air. I agree.
So we have infinity shows ahead of us. And we also have infinity semi-half-baked shows garbage shows that do not air. And there are more. So both of those are infinities. But the infinity of failed shows is bigger than the infinity of shows that are going to go to air, right? Because we can only have one show go to air a day, but there are infinity failed shows.
Yeah, there's like 10 ideas for every idea we actually use.
So one of the infinities is bigger than the other infinity.
Which is crazy.
Which sounds crazy, but in fact, this relates to a theory from a man named Georg Cantor, who was born in 1840. And he postulated that in fact, there are different kinds of infinities.
And that's really mind-blowing, I think, because we think of infinity as being the biggest thing. And yet, whatever you decide it is, there's a bigger one. And then there's a bigger one than that, and a bigger one than that. So not only is there a bigger infinity, there's actually an infinite hierarchy of bigger infinities.
So Cardiff, that is our indicator. Infinite infinities.
I like an infinite hierarchy of infinities. Yeah, that's a great indicator.
It is all the shows we will do and will not do, stretching ahead of us forever. And I figured if that indicator is not big enough for our 100th show, I don't know what, I mean, I don't actually think it's possible to get bigger than infinity infinities.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stacey Vanek Smith, this is why she is so great.
Right?
What a lovely and poetic meditation on the nature of infinity for our 100th episode. It's been so great.
It has been great to
go through this like creative process with all of the frustrations and pleasures that it involves with you and with Darius, with our two editors, Jacob and Patty.
Yes.
It's been a blast. But most of all, I guess we need to thank the listener.
Yes, we do.
We had no idea when we started this that listeners would show up, and they have, and they give us feedback, and they're pretty awesome.
And pictures of graphing calculators and answers to who won debates and pretty much the best.
Yeah, they've been great.
Yes.
So thank you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform that blends purpose and profit. Invest in high growth companies solving today's biggest challenges like clean water and renewable energy. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/indicator.